Here we go.
I was born ready.
Oh, Jesus. There we go. Wrong one.
Oh, see, you're not even ready, man. What the fuck?
Welcome, players.
You're welcome.
Are you up for more Maller mayhem? Yeah! It's time now. Benny versus the Penny.
That it is, as this the championship weekend in the NFL, and ta-da! Hey, we're back on the amazing podcast, The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, a podcast dedicated, this entire podcast dedicated to two games! I, of course, the hero of many, and then we have the coin represented by, or the penny here, David Gascon, affectionately known on social... I'll play that. Affectionately known on social media as David Gagon. And very exciting there. And so, since we only have two games, Gascon, I had a brilliant idea here.
Oh, shit.
To look at some of the other gambling news. I have prop bets. You know, kill some more time. Why not? Before we actually get to handicapping
exotics.
The championship games this weekend.
Yeah, exotics, as they would call it. You feel good about that?
Well, I know that some prop bets are money-making opportunities. Others are a sucker's play. So you have to pick and choose. You have to be selective on what you do. But before we get to those even, did you see the sports books in New Jersey? The numbers came out this week that the books in Jersey won almost $300 million in 2019. They're doing the accounting. The bean counters are taking over.
Wow.
And
they really are the penny. That is amazing. Now, is that just NFL action, or is that including college football as well?
No, that includes everything. That's the entire handle for the sports books in Jersey. The amazing. I was talking to somebody in Vegas that I know that's in the gambling business, and they were telling me that it's not even close. That even though everyone, and I grew up with Vegas being the gambling mecca of the world, because there's so many more people that are close right there in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area, the tri-state area, also with Connecticut over there and whatnot, and they will be the biggest gambling state. Until New York adds sports gambling, which with their politicians, God knows when that's going to be. But New Jersey, there was $4.5 billion that was bet in last season. Most of it was on football. It was almost a $1 billion on football. Basketball was actually just a little bit behind that. And then baseball was further down by a couple hundred million. And a lot of people bet parlays. A lot of, they've noticed here that people love, because it's like playing a lottery ticket, but you have to get all three right, or two or three or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But,
it's unfortunate, too, because I don't know how you feel about this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we're now in the day and age where gambling is much like dating. It's all online. And there's a novelty to going out and meeting a woman, grabbing a drink, engaging, and then obviously asking her out. Like, there's something to me that's great about when you drive to Vegas, and this, like making the commute to Vegas, and then you see those towering lights from the Luxor, and you're like, I'm almost in Sin City, baby. And then it's an opportunity to gamble a little bit. You get your comps, you get some meals, you get some drinks, and you lay down some cash. But everything now is just so automated digitally that you forget what you're doing, and you just let things rip at any given time. I don't know how you feel about it, but that's how I feel now with gambling these days.
Oh, so you don't do online dating? Is that, you don't do that either?
No.
You don't?
No. I don't know. It's just for me personally, you feel like you lay out your particulars. It's like a menu. I don't want to have... I love the research, right? It's like exactly what we do in this profession. It's the research. It's getting to know somebody. It's getting to find out who they're about, what they do, all those things. And having it right before your fingertips just by, putting, a location that you have and any particulars like race, religion, hair color, all that stuff. I'm not down for it. I love I love it. I love going to Vegas for the sheer purpose of throwing down some coin. Of course, I'm big into craps and blackjack, but of course, when you look at the sports side of things, going to the Venetian and going to Legace Stadium, and they give you comps, they give you drink tickets, they give you other comps.
Well, yeah, because they know you're going to lose your money. I mean, yeah, look, I go. I love Vegas too. I mean, I go all the time. But you know what you are? You're like a horse and buggy guy.
No,
you're the guy when the automobile came around and said, you know what? I don't need that. I'm an old school guy. I like to smell the feces of the horse's ass when I'm riding on the horse. I like to enjoy that. You're that guy.
No.
You're the horse and buggy guest guy. You're the guy when the microwave came out said, no, I'd rather spend more time staring at the stove. You're that guy.
You are today's modern day version of a Tesla, right? You don't want to drive. You want some automated vehicle to maneuver and put you around to wherever you're at, whether it's in Malibu or Thousand Oaks or Calabasas. And me, I prefer to cruise in my 69 Mustang and kind of get to where I need to be at my own pace. I appreciate that. There's something refined about what I do in gambling. And with you, no.
You're refined. I like how you managed to pat yourself on the back. Because you know I won't. And nobody else will. Only you will do it. All right, so let's get to some of these prop bets, dumb, okay?
Right.
You can reminisce about the glory days. Go down memory lane. The good old days. When the mob ruled Vegas. That mob did a good job in Vegas. When the mob controlled Vegas, you had so many more freebies. Everything was cheaper.
Exactly.
You got free parking. We got to get the mob back in control of Vegas. That's what we got. Maybe the Mexican drug cartels can take over Vegas and everything will be free.
You got rooms comped. You got food comped. You got nights out comp for alcohol and dining, the whole smash. And now, you got to spend hours and hours and hours in there, and you have a camera above you that rates you on your play. It's bullshit.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
No, I agree with you. And plus, you know, you have to have that little card, the Players Club card that keeps track of everything. The police state has to keep track and all. Now, I have friends that work at some of the casinos in Vegas, and, you know, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've gotten some freebies over the years. Just, you know, whatever. But it's not as easy as it used to be.
No.
It's not as easy.
No.
You know, you can't just say, hey, get Maller a room. No, you got to, you know, it's a whole, like, hoops you got to jump through. Anyway, some of the prop bets for this weekend.
Wait, if we're going to get into these prop bets.
Oh, my God, you weigh so much. What?
But if we're going to get into the prop bets for this week, why don't we go back to last week to see how you did? I mean, isn't that fair to the audience that...
Well, no, we're going to do that before we pick the games if we have time. We might not have time.
Such chicken shit.
Because you have an event you have to go to, and so we're on limited time here.
All right.
And so we must get to this. But here are the prop bets. So Derrick Henry, who's been the supernova for Tennessee, is the prop bet is rushing yards for Derrick Henry over 180 yards. Will Henry run for over 180 yards? If you say no, that is minus 1,000. Minus 1,000 on that. If you say yes, it's plus 500. So the only way Tennessee can win this game plausibly is for Henry to go to about 180 yards. But I'm not going to – you would have to be a fool to say yes on that, although you get better odds, obviously. I am going to say that he does not – get over 100 yards. So I'm going to mark me down for no on that particular prop.
Chalk Maller, minus 1,000. Okay.
Yeah. Now is the Penny going to pick this? Or maybe you can pick this guest on that way. Oh, the Penny's going to – oh, goody. The Penny's going to pick. How exciting is this?
She woke up and she says, Derrick Henry, yes. Plus 500, put him down.
Plus 500.
Put it on the board, yes.
Don't be stealing my material, okay? I already stole it from Hawk Harrelson. You don't need to steal it from me.
All right.
No, but I am not going to take the, as I said, I'm not going to say he's going to go for over 180. I think he'll have 155 yards. How about that? Ryan Tannehill. Here's a good one. Will he throw for under 100 yards and then win? And Tennessee win the game? Now, this has been a tradition here of late for the Titans in these playoff games. Tannehill is not used much at all. He's just kind of hanging around, and all that. So no is minus 3,000. And if you're not a gambler, that implies a 96% chance. 96% chance, almost 97% that this will not happen, that this is not going to happen. I would throw a couple bucks down on yes, because I think if Tannehill goes over 100 yards passing, Tennessee likely will not be able to win the game. Meaning he will F this game up. He will throw interceptions and be a disaster. But I'm not going to bet on yes, because that's a sucker's play, even at plus 1,500. I mean, 100 yards you can get in a half or a quarter, you know, a decent quarterback. But I'm going to take no on this. I'm going to go chalk, minus 3,000 on Tanny.
Penny will agree with you on that one, minus 3,000 on no.
All right, so same concept on this prop bet on Benny versus the Penny. Which will be higher, Ryan Tannehill's passing yards or Derrick Henry's rushing yards?
That's good.
That is a good one, right?
Yeah.
Tannehill's minus 350, and Henry, because he obviously sees easier to get passing yards. Derrick Henry's plus 225. I'm going to take Henry on this. I'm going to take Henry. Tennessee is not going to change what they've done. Mike Vrabel's not going to change the game plan here. You don't reinvent the wheel. It's working. It's just human condition. So I'm going with Henry. Henry is going to have 155-something yards, and they're just going to play keep away, and they'll have a few short passes, but they'll mix the running backs up. So I'll take Henry at plus 225. The odds should actually be a little higher than that, but
Penny's going the other way with Tannehill. This isn't Peyton Manning 2015. He can throw the ball down the field.
They don't throw. He's attempted 29 passes in two games.
That's just because of how the defense is playing them the first couple of rounds.
Yeah, and you think they're going to change it in this game? Of course not.
1,000%.
All right, what are some of the other props? I mean, most of these props are about the Tennessee-Kansas City game. Let's see. Let me just find another good one. Will Kansas City score 50 or more points? No is minus 1,000. Plus is plus 500 on yes, rather. Yes is plus 500. No, they're not going to score 50 points in this game. Not going to happen. That's very rare. Once in a blue moon does that happen. So I will take no on Kansas City scoring 50 points or more.
Penny's in agreement with you on that one. No to 50.
All right. Will Tyreek Hill have a reception of over 50 yards in this game? No is minus 500. Yes is plus 300. I'm going to go yes. He's so fast. He's Speedy Gonzalez out there. We said in the monologue this week, it's like the Autobahn with Tyreek Hill. So I think he will. I'm going to go yes. I think there's value in that. Make a couple of bucks. So I'll go yes.
That's a really good one. Penny's going to go with yes on that one, too.
See, we're doing prop bets is what we're doing. These are actual prop bets.
Yeah.
Here's one. The Niners' defense has been ridiculously good here. Very, very good. Over, under sacks for Nick Bosa and the Niners. Over 3 total sacks. Under 3 total sacks. Over is minus 140. Under is plus 100. So I don't know how you bet the under. I know you win the under until they go over, but the way the Niners defense is played combined with the I don't think the Packers are all that great. So I would take the over 3 and again minus 140. I'm going with the chalk on this, but I would do that.
Not about chalk in this one. Penny's going the other way with under 3.5.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Now, I look forward to next week on Benny versus the Penny, because the real solid prop bets are the leading up to the Super Bowl. I guess we won't actually have Benny versus the Penny. Next week, it'll be the week after.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to start gambling on the Pro Bowl.
Well, I mean, we have to kill some time. I mean, maybe we have to get a second podcast out during the week. Maybe we'll do that, but I do not. Do not plan on doing that. But the other thing, before we get to the actual games, which is why people are here. So the odds are out on the hypothetical, theoretical Super Bowl matchups, right? There's only a limited number of possibilities. There's 4 teams left. So what would the point spread be on each matchup? Now, let's say the chalk won out, that the Niners and Chiefs play in Miami in the Super Bowl. Did you see this, Gascon? Did you see what the point spread is?
No, but I'll make an educated guess. And
all right.
It'd be San Francisco minus 2.5.
So you think the Niners would be a 2.5-point favorite over the Chiefs in that matchup? No. According to Superbook USA, the Chiefs the game would be a pick'em.
Oh.
The game would be a pick'em, and the total on the game would be 50.5, which that seems like low to me with the Chiefs' offense and whatnot, but that's what they claim the line will be. We'll see if that's true.
Wow.
Depending on injury. What other match? We got three other possible matchups. You want to go through the three here, what the point spread would be?
Tennessee, Green Bay.
Tennessee, Green Bay. What do you think the line would be?
Green Bay -4.
No, Green Bay only -1.5.
Wow.
The total would only be 44 on that game, so they would expect not many points. So what are the other matchups? Packers, Chiefs?
Yeah, I think that would be Kansas City -7.
Well, you should bet on Kansas City then if that happens, but the Chiefs are favored in the hypothetical matchup. They would be favored by 4.5 over Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Okay.
In that Super Bowl rematch. And then the last possibility, the 49ers and the Titans. If Tennessee goes into Arrowhead and wins and the Niners mollywop the team from Green Bay, the line, what do you think the line would be on 49ers-Titans?
San Francisco -6 with a total of like 42.
You're pretty close. The Niners would be -5.5 over Tennessee, and the total would be 44. So it's in that same area.
Who do you like? I mean, amongst the four teams that are left, who do you like the most?
I like the Chiefs. I don't love their defense. I like the Chiefs. I love the Chiefs' offense, and I'd like to see Mahomes in the Super Bowl. That'd be kind of cool.
I was at the gym earlier today, and on three TVs, one of them showed the AFC Championship game from last year. Another TV showed the divisional round from last week. And then another one was showing him at Texas Tech. I forget what game it was, but it was all Mahomes all day. It's at the gym I was at. It was awesome. It was kind of nauseating, but yeah, I'd love to see Mahomes versus San Francisco's defense.
Well, remember last year in the AFC Championship game, the game went to overtime. Yeah. The Chiefs put up 31 points. Mahomes had 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. He wasn't great. He had a fair amount of incompletions in the game. I think he was about 50% passing or something like that, if I remember. But he was right around 300 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, well, don't forget, it was 14-0 New England at the end of the first half. So they got shut out.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, he played in the second half of that game. He went turbo time. I can't even say it.
That's all good.
It's a bad job by me.
And didn't you? Yeah, I think you last year you had, in Benny versus the Penny, you all said Kansas City. So Penny had...
What is this, a random flip here? What happened?
Penny had the Patriots last year in the AFC Championship.
Oh, okay. All right, let's get to the actual games here. It is the Benny versus the Penny podcast, which will not be elongated. Will not be elongated. All right, so the early game on Sunday, Championship Sunday, Tennessee now 11-7, including the playoffs from the AFC South, and Kansas City 13-4 from the AFC West. It's on CBS with Jim Nance and Tony Romo on the call. Now, the Chiefs opened a 7.5-point favorite. 7.5-point favorite for Kansas City. And let's get the updated number. I got to click a couple of buttons here because everything's online here and see where the numbers are. And let's see here. The line it's at 7 now. So the Chiefs -7. That's the current line. Where's the money at? It's about 65% of the wagers are on the home team, Kansas City, in this game, -7 after what they did to Houston last week. It'll be sunny, 21 degrees at kickoff at Arrowhead Stadium. I am going to take the Tennessee Titans plus the points in this game. Now, and here's why. A, if it's not broke, you don't fix it, right? That's the old line. We all learned that growing up. Mike Vrabel has cooked up a winning formula in recent weeks. The Titans are going to try to ride the express train of Derrick Henry. They're going to ride or die with Derrick Henry here. It's a very straightforward game plan. There's not any deception. Vrabel learned from Belichick. You don't do the funny business. The same things that won football games 40 years ago still win football games today. Tennessee is going to try to play the four corners offense. Keep the ball away. Slow the game down, because if this is a grinder game, Okay. If this is a grinder game, long methodical drives, a lot of third down conversions, every second is so precious for the Titans because they don't have the firepower of Kansas City. And you got to keep that Chiefs offense, which is like a fire hose of playmakers, off the field as long as you can. Armageddon for Tennessee would obviously be if the Chiefs jump out to an early 14-0 lead, something like that. And that forces Ryan Tannehill into the center of the ring, and that ain't going to go well. You'd have to be mentally deranged to want to put your money on Tannehill trailing early and have to lead Tennessee back. Now, as the fluky things happen, maybe he could, but I ain't betting on that. So I think this the obviously the key part of the whole game, but early in the game, Tennessee to establish himself. Now, Tannehill has been a useful idiot. He's been a decoy in the playoffs. I mentioned it. 29 pass attempts. In terms of defense, the Titans, they don't have the sex appeal. There's not any real big names on there. You know, of all the teams left, the Niners have the big names on defense. But Tennessee has bunkered down. They're allowing just 13 points per game the last 3 weeks. All of those games against playoff opponents now, obviously the last two against Baltimore and New England. They also did a very good job last game of the regular season against the Houston Texans, and so they've also been the beneficiary. I'm not going to hide from it. There's been a lot of mistakes by the Patriots and the Ravens, and how much of that is because of good football from Tennessee and how much of that is just sloppy football from the opposition. But the word here is opportunistic. The Titans have been an opportunistic defense, and does that continue here? We're going to find out. Now, part B of this, Patrick Mahomes, who had another magnum opus last week against the Texans. This is another opportunity for him to lead Andy Reid, like and carry him on his back like a sack of potatoes back to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs have no excuse. No excuse here. They lose this game, they will be destroyed. They should be destroyed. They've got the creature comforts of home, home cooking. Your sleep number bed. You don't have to, you know, none of that other stuff. Uber talented offense, right? Uber talented offense. Better team top to bottom talent wise. More experienced, seasoned head coach, if that matters. Also, they don't have to play Tom Brady on the other side and Bill Belichick. They're playing the disciple of Belichick, but not Belichick. The sequel should not be the equal. I would expect a close game here. That's what I'm expecting here. Closer than many anticipate. The better team does not always win the game. But this week, Kansas City is going to prevail with the pyrotechnic show that will be limited. The Titans are not going to surrender without scratching and clawing and all that stuff. So I would expect a grueling, exhausting type game. A lot of points will be scored, and Mahomes will pull it out in the end. Chiefs 31, Titans 26.
Oh, the penny is tailing you on this one. Go with Tennessee.
Wow. All right. So we both like the dog. Doggy McDog.
Wow.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's get trivial, Gascon. You want to get trivial?
Sure, why not?
All right, Green Bay's Matt LaFleur is the first rookie head coach to reach the conference championship game since blank. Since blank. You have to fill in the blank. That's how this works. All right, the answer coming up. Late game, Green Bay 14-3 in the NFC North at Santa Clara. That includes the playoffs. And Santa Clara 14-3 as well in the NFC West. It's on Fox. So you better watch with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman and my friend Chris Myers.
Oh, boy.
Part of the Fox Sports Radio Alumni Association. I'm surprised you haven't reached out to him. But Chris Myers will be on the sidelines there.
Asshole.
What?
What, nothing.
Okay. I haven't talked to you. I got to send text Chris a text. You know, sometimes when I'm watching the game, if it's like really cold,
yeah,
I'll send him, you know, he does a game, you know, this game's in Northern California, but if it was in Green Bay, I'd be like, hey, you look pretty good there. How many layers of clothing do you have? And he'll like text back during the game.
Want me to shoot him a text for you?
No, he doesn't know you. We're colleagues. I did a show with him for like a year.
Oh, did you guys get fired or kicked off that time slot?
No. He got fired. Well, we both actually technically got fired.
Shout out to the Ben and Dave show. That was great.
Well, no, this is the drive with Chris Myers and Ben Maller.
I was just reciting all the shows that you've been punted off of.
Yeah.
You know, the Blitz. Well, at least, you know. Blitz.
It's better to be a has-been than it never was. You know, just pointing that out.
WEEI, peace out.
Again, that's because of...
termination,
on the Sports Hub now, which is a great radio station in Boston.
Selling
unfortunately, not... Anyway. All right, let's get to the damn game. So the Niners opened up a six-point favorite. They are 7.5-point favorites. So you got the hook on the 49ers, and the reason you got the hook here is because everyone and their mother is betting on the 49ers, and I am going to go with the sheep here. I'm going to take the 49ers in the game. The weather mostly cloudy, 58 degrees at kickoff at Levi's Stadium for all the Google and Twitter and Facebook executives and YouTube that will be hanging out. So I got the Niners. Now, the Niners defense we saw last week, again, unshackled against the Vikings. I would expect more of that this week. Nick Bosa and friends have been as lethal as a barracuda of late on defense. They are going to give Aaron Rodgers heartburn and anxiety and all that stuff. The 49ers defense has allowed only 5.2 yards per attempt for the season. I read this earlier, and that's against combined offenses that average 6.7 yards per attempt. That is a minus 1.5 yard margin. You say, well, that doesn't matter. Who cares? That's just a bunch of numbers. That's a bunch of gibberish. Well, that is the best statistic for any team in the NFL in over a decade. You're going to go back to the 2008 Pittsburgh Steelers. It has been breathtaking. Is what it's been. That's 12 seasons of football. And so essentially, the Niners defense has been a once-in-a-decade type of defense. Now, I'm not as smitten with the 49ers offense, but the Gold Rush attack of led by Tevin Coleman should provide enough punch in side by side with the defense, you know, in working together, synergy, whatever term you want to use here. The nightmare here in this game for the 49ers would be if Green Bay is able to break through somehow and score some points, and then this becomes a back and forth game, and you're depending on Jimmy Garoppolo to go punch for punch with a Aaron Rodgers type guy who's hot, who's playing well with confidence and all this stuff. That would be a disaster for the 49ers. I don't expect that to happen. I think this game will be decided by the fourth quarter. And the Packers do have some holes in their secondary, but you don't want to have Garoppolo be the deciding factor because that means a lot of things have gone wrong for the 49ers. Now, the second thing, Green Bay, to me, continues to be one of the great mysteries of the 2019 season. I want to point out that last week, I had a bad beat. If Seattle had converted a two-point conversion, I would have been fine in that game. They did not. So my handicapping was actually right on the Green Bay-Seattle game. Just an odd thing took place there. But as far as the Packers, the eyeball test says, to me, this is a slightly better than average team. I've said it before. I'll say it again. They look to me like a 10-6 team. Yet, they have now won 14 games, including the playoffs. It is so bizarre that they continue to win these games. Aaron Rodgers had an embarrassing performance the first time he played the Niners this year. And obviously now the stakes have been raised and all that stuff. You know, is he going to do better in the sequel? Well, many say, oh, yeah, of course. Aaron fucking Rodgers. Of course he's going to do better. I say no. I expect the 49ers to mess up the rhythm of that Green Bay passing attack again. And also, the problem the Packers are going to have is that the Niners are going to hogtie any running back the Packers throughout. They shut down Dalvin Cook. And despite my enthusiasm for the Vikings, they couldn't do anything right. Aaron Jones is a good running back. He's in for some tough sledding here. Packers offense will be bogged down in this game. It is going to be a slaughter. A lot of cheese will be flying in the air everywhere, but not in a good way. It's Limburger cheese. 49ers, 34. Packers, 17. That's right. That's the Super Bowl. It's going to be the 49ers and the Chiefs.
In a revenge game, the penny is going with the Green Bay Packers.
Bad job, bad job. Now, you want to look back at last week before we put the baby to bed here, Gascon?
AFC and NFC divisional round matchups, you went 1-3.
Again, I just explained that I was right about the Seattle-Green Bay game. Two-point conversion did me in.
Nobody cares. 1-3, that is awful.
That's not awful.
That is fucking awful. 1-3?
It's not awful.
You're batting .250.
Again, I know you're not that bright. You don't understand nuance, but the handicapping was right.
You're a 25.
The way I anticipated the games, I had, listen, you talk about a bad weekend. I had the Texans 24-0 getting 9.5, and those assholes from Houston that screwed up and lost the game, didn't even cover the spread. You have a 24-0 lead getting almost double digits, and you can't cover the fucking spread?
Yeah.
Fire Bill O'Brien, that piece of shit. Fire him.
You know who had Kansas City minus 9.5? The penny.
Yeah,
the
doesn't penny. Matter. Listen, I was right about game. I was right about the Texans. I was right about the Seattle-Green Bay game. So really, I went 3-1. No. Fuck you,
that's
okay?
Awful. Horrendous.
All right, I got to pay off the let's get trivial. Yeah. So Matt LaFleur is the first rookie head coach to reach the conference championship game since blank.
I'm going to go with the great John Madden.
John Madden. Wow. Way back in the day.
Yeah.
The Madden Mobile.
Yes.
No, you're wrong. It's a bad job by you, Gascon. You do not know what you're talking about. You're a phony. What's that?
My second guess was Dick Vermeil, but...
Now, believe it or not, it was Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, wow.
Jim Harbaugh, just almost a decade ago now.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe it's been almost a decade.
I know.
But after the 2011 season with the 49ers, So this is a lean and mean Benny versus the penny. This is lean and mean. Yeah. Now, do you think the downloads will be higher because the show's shorter? Or will they be the same?
Well, if it's any indication of what your followers and suck-ups and bootlickers were like the last 2 weeks when you lost two bets to me, I'm going to say it is probably lower than expectations. So I'm going to go with the under.
No, I think it'll be about the same because I mean, why would it change? It's you can listen to more of it.
It's true, but you can always fast forward when you want to get to the point. So on the
get to the point, please.
On the iTunes and iHeartRadio app, you can always fast forward. I thought the biggest indictment on all this is Benny versus the Penny doesn't get as many downloads as your original Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcast.
Hold on a second. Now that's the first time that's happened. The first time last week was the first time that happened. And I'm sure what you did is you sent an email out to the Gascon family, the Gagon family, and said, hey, you might want to download the podcast.
There's probably a reason for that. A little bit more me, a little bit less of you in that podcast. It's a good reason.
Well, you're hated. You're a heel. People despise you. They can't stand you.
It's not true.
All right, anyway, listen, that's it. We'll put the baby to bed. Gascon's busy guy. He's got crap to do. I don't have anything to do. But listen, have a great, wonderful, glorious weekend. Enjoy the games. And make sure to download the other podcast as well. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you on the radio Sunday night into Monday to tell you kind of like what Cowherd does, right? What we got right, what we got wrong. We'll rip that off. Why not? Because you love Cowherd. Anyway, that'll be coming up. Have a great weekend. Sayonara.